Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce. I'm your host for the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm also a retired fire rescue captain with tomorrow's news tonight. That's what we do here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. Now, we broadcast to great radio stations all around America and around the world, too, plus the Internet and on the satellite. And don't forget that a special shout-out goes out all the time to our active military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, don't forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget also all the over-the-road truck drivers out there getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us tonight from California, where I'd be willing to bet you it's warmer there than it is here, we've got the one and only Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Yes, hello, Captain. Hello, everybody.
Yay! All right, well, guess what? You're going back inside because it's 45 degrees out there, going down to at least 40.
Wow. Okay, that's going to get pretty chilly. We've got 57 here. It probably will drop a little bit as we're having an onshore push and maybe a little bit of rain coming into Southern California.
And I think Richard said it was 41 where he's at.
Yep, very chilly.
Yeah, Richard and Marine. Okay, well, let's say the pledge get rolling and we got plenty to talk about. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States. Of America. And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. There you go. That is our Pledge of Allegiance. For those of you that just got off the boat and don't know it, that's what we do here on this program. You know, Kyle, last night we got a lot of comments about our conversation about the Durham probe and Joe Biden and the Russians and what could happen there. Now, the big date, believe it or not, is Wednesday the 16th. Are you hearing that?
Well, that's exactly right. We understand that is basically the time frame. Here in the next 48 hours or so, they expect something will happen.
And they moved everybody out of our embassy in Kiev.
That's right.
They're all gone.
Yes, exactly. Of course, the other warnings have been for anybody else to try to leave as well.
Right. And there are no more planes flying in or out. Commercial flights of Kiev either, are there?
No. And basically, again, it's a waiting game. You know, we hear a couple of things here and there. You know, could there be some kind of other diplomacy that will ensue? But, you know, it's starting to look pretty bad. And Putin has, Ukraine in his sights. I think we've been talking about he's factored in all these different things. He's ready to accept pain to some degree with some of these sanctions, and we could be off to the races.
Well, we could, but will we be? Don't know. I'll worry about it when it happens. The Ukrainian people don't seem to be very all enthralled about it. Certainly the president of Ukraine is not. He's just taking every day in stride, like as if it's just another day in the neighborhood. So I guess that's the way we'll have to take it.
Well, exactly right, because you also don't know what may be going on behind the scenes, although I don't know how much faith we're really putting in something like that. There seems to be a lot more sort of tough talk and provocation going on, or posturing, maybe that's a better term.
Yeah.
You know, that means that it's harder to find the exit on this.
Now, it is entirely possible that there could be some sort of settlement reached. And basically what the settlement is Russia wants guarantees that the Ukraine will not become part of NATO.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's one of the primary concerns, I think, that Vladimir Putin has expressed. Whether or not Ukraine would ever become part of NATO, I think, is kind of debatable. Stranger things have happened. But, you know, Ukraine has its own sort of issues as well that would sort of dictate whether or not it would be a good candidate to be a NATO power.
Now, tomorrow we're going to have Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the program, as we always do on Wednesday. And he comes on in the fourth hour, and we're probably going to have him on for three segments. And we're going to talk extensively about all this because, again, tomorrow is supposedly the day that all this is going to happen, the 16th.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So, again, we just have to watch what's unfolding. And we know, of course, that you've got some forces in the Ukraine and so forth who are, or I should simply say Ukraine, that are, trying to prepare as much as possible. But honestly, you know, against the Russian military, I don't know, you know, how long everything could hold out. We know that the General Milley, I believe, predicted about 72 hours before Kiev would fall. But I have a feeling it would be a lot faster than that, most unfortunately.
Yeah, and caller, hang on, we're going to break. He called to call and call exact as we were going on break here. All right, Kyle, you hang on too. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Today is Tuesday, and that means something here in the area. Gee, I wonder what that could be. Well, here's what it means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Now, you get a doubleheader today, folks, because not only will there be Have Lunch with the Captain over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters at the north end of the airport, town and country section of Tampa, but tonight I'll be over at Mugg's in Pinellas Park right there on the Clearwater line, Almerton at 53rd in the Icott Center, because the Tampa Bay Trump Club meets there tonight. That is the largest Trump Club in the state of Florida. They have more members there that are active members than there are any other Trump Club in the state of Florida. And we should have a couple hundred people or more there tonight. So come on by. Room's got plenty of space. Get there early. Grab yourself something to eat. And it all starts at 6:30. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at MyPillow.com. I talked to Dawn yesterday, who is Mike Lindell's administrative assistant, and she was saying hello to everybody out there. She gets a lot of calls from people saying that the Captain Center, and that's what it's all about, because they have a tremendous lineup of products that are just being sold at ridiculously low levels. And I want you to take advantage of the prices that you can save over there, the money you can save. And the only way you can do it is with a product code, a promo code, rather. And the promo code you have to have is the word Captain. Very simple. Captain. That gets you the discount on everything and anything that's there at MyPillow.com. So give them a call, 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. Get you the promo code, Captain. And you'll be able to save money on anything they got. MyPillow.com. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics first. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we have the senior member of the group, and that would be our professor emeritus, Dan the Man up there in Lafayette, Indiana. So, Dan, I got a question for you first.
Okay.
If it's doom and gloom, and the Ukraine isn't going to be a country in a day or two, why in the hell is the United States offering the Ukraine a guaranteed $1 billion loan if they're not going to be a country anymore?
To sustain the contrived chaos that the United States is making up. I think there's a lot of back-channel stuff going on between Putin and Blinken, not Putin and Biden.
No.
So what I think is, that, you know, this is basically what you see in Ukraine is for Russian domestic consumption and American domestic consumption, political consumption.
Uh-huh.
This is big news. They shut the embassy. La-di-da. So what? We've heard that they're going to invade in the next two or three, 4 days since the beginning of the year. And it's mid-February. Why would you want to conduct a military operation in the middle of winter in Ukraine? This is more spring summer stuff.
Well,
you know, you're gonna
there's a lake
because of the weather.
From a military standpoint, there is a lake that they can cross with their equipment. Instead of going around it, they can go over it, and that's why.
You know, what are the Russians good at? Surrounding people and starving them to death.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did this in Ukraine before. So, I mean, there's nothing that the Russians could cut off everything to Ukraine, be it electronic communication, foodstuffs, oil, gas, whatever. You could bring them to their knees within 2 weeks without firing a shot if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
This is to make Putin look tough at home, and it's trying to make Biden look tough at home, which is impossible. You can't make this guy look tough.
No, he's weak.
He's weak, and weak men create chaos.
Yep.
Hard times. I've always said that. And that's what you're seeing here. You know, I think Putin kind of likes it because I think Putin would like to see $125, $130 a barrel oil.
Yep.
You know, I paid $3.59 a gallon. First time I've paid this in years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to go back to Obama.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I figure by the driving season, by May, we're $4 or more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heading that way, and it's going very consistent, very fast to that benchmark for oil.
We're almost to 100.
Yeah, almost to 100. I don't see how we're going to things keep. I think right now both sides are, how do you defuse this where it looks like you have a winner? That's the only thing. But I don't see Biden.
All right, wait a minute. Go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, I got a question for Dan as well. Hey, Dan, I'm wondering, in your opinion, you know, just for the sake of argument, let's say that Putin does go ahead and he comes into Ukraine, okay? He invades Ukraine. Does that happen in a vacuum in the sense that, well, you know, Russia's now taken over Ukraine? What happens after that? What happens for Europe? What forces would then be pulling the free world into this problem, or would we just simply sit back and say, well, there he goes, and go on as normal?
I think a lot of Americans still have a Cold War mentality. Germany could care less about Ukraine. The French could care less about Ukraine. I think NATO's been dead. It's a paper organization. No matter what you hear on TV, how, you know, NATO, I even Putin thinks NATO is something to deal with. It's not. You know, the Article 5 where they all gang together and fight the Russians never will happen. It will never happen because each of them will have their own argument to say, we got to stay out of this. You want somebody to fight it, then you get the Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It's not until the Europeans have to face up to an enemy without the United States that you will ever have a really decent, powerful Western Europe. And I don't see that right now. Macron talks every day, changes his mind on something. He speaks out of both sides of his mouth at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And the Germans, they pretty much accomplished everything now that they couldn't do in World War II. They control Europe financially. If you control it financially, well, then you control Europe. And the Germans are Germany's the financial capital of the EU, and nobody else by a long shot. I don't see anybody. I don't even see the average Russian wanting to go to war with anybody right now. It's prop up Putin. It's prop up Biden for domestic home, political consumption. They both want to look like strong men. And I just don't see how this is going to do. I don't think there's going to be a Russian tank that crosses the border. So that's my opinion on it. You know, I could be wrong. If they do attack tomorrow, which I kind of doubt, you know, even if you were going to attack on Wednesday, you'd have your tanks arranged a lot different, your infantry out there a lot different than it is now. And I just don't think they want to. Russia and the United States are a lot alike in one aspect. Neither have won a war since World War II. You know, we've been in Korea, we've been in Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. You know, we're 0-4.
No, we won the one in Grenada.
Yeah. Yeah. We sent elements of the 82nd Airborne School Crossing Guards down there.
Oh, we won Panama, whatever that was.
Yeah, that was Panama. No, we won Grenada, too.
Yeah.
Grenada was 83. Panama was, what, 89? That was
something
right before the Gulf War. Yeah, that's a good analogy, too, because, you know, right now the Russians look like we did in 1990 when we were the sole conventional warfare power. You know, everybody else was weak. Now we're weak and they're strong.
Mm-hmm.
This kind of looks like the Gulf War. It's a slow build-up. And Bush did everything he could to not use that military force. It didn't work. But I think Putin's a lot smarter than Saddam Hussein. You know, he got... Yeah. The Russians got their butt kicked in a little country called Chechnya.
And so Afghanistan. And Afghanistan. Mm-hmm.
But their last big one was Chechnya. You know, in the United States, you know, 20 years in Iraq, 20 years in Afghanistan because of 9/11. Mm-hmm. And you walk out of both of those countries with no more than you'd had on 9/11/2001. And the average American that hasn't sunk into their minds yet.
Yeah.
So,
Dan, real quick question, if you don't mind. But how does this relate, just real quick, how does this relate to China and Taiwan as we see what's unfolding between, you know, between Ukraine and Russia and the United States and Europe?
I'll hold fast to what I always said about Taiwan. If the Chinese want it, you blockade it. You shut down all commercial air traffic in and out of that country. You shut out all ships. You're not going to invade it. You're going to have to do what the Russians do in Ukraine. You're going to have to starve it, bring it to its knees. That's the only way you can do that. And for Taiwan, the Chinese now have the Navy to blockade it. I know the United States has two carrier battle groups over there.
Three.
They're not going to fire a shot.
Three now. Yeah. All right, listen, here comes the music, Dan. I'm going to have to let you go, but thanks very much for some more enlightenment. And, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Dan, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you and Kyle have a good morning.
All right, thank you very much. Dan the Man, our professor emeritus up there, Lafayette, Indiana. I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got stuff to talk about. Boy, we got stuff. And I haven't even gotten into the Durham stuff, but there's more on that tonight.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Despite having the manpower at the border, Russia is signaling that it is open to more talks as the U.S. and allies hope to avert a crisis in Ukraine. But the Biden administration believes that an invasion can happen any day now. The Kremlin denies that it has any plans to invade its neighbor, but it wants guarantees that Ukraine and other former Soviet countries won't be allowed to join NATO. White House Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says diplomacy is still an option.
The path for diplomacy remains available if Russia chooses to engage constructively. However, we are clear-eyed about the prospects of that given the steps Russia is taking on the ground in plain sight.
The U.S. not taking any chances, evacuating almost all of its staff from Kyiv and telling Americans that remain in the country to get out. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha. We'll take it away, and thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor, and I'm often asked why I take Relief Factor, and I go right back to them, and I say, because it works. I've been taking it for 7 years. It's something that I take because of the pain and the suffering that I have in my, and the swelling that I have in my left foot and ankle, which it acted up again today. When it gets cold, it really bothers me, okay, as well as the arthritis in my right shoulder and my left wrist. And I have to, dress in layers, you know, to keep a little bit of warmth going on. And once in a while, I'll put some Bengay or something like that, methylated deep heating rub on my shoulder or my wrist just to give it a little bit more warmth to help things out a little bit. But that's why I do it, and I use it because it works. And if I didn't, I'd be taking, the stuff that they gave me for a number of years, which made me dizzy and made me sleepy when I didn't want to be sleepy and all that stuff. I said, no, the hell with that. Mobic and Flexeril is what it was. And then I took Relief Factor. I took a handful of Aleve for a while, and that doesn't work either. That tears your stomach up. So I settled in 7 years ago plus on Relief Factor with the natural ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, it goes right straight to the source of your problem, and it just calms it down. And if you've got swelling or if you've got inflammation, it calms that down too. And I've never seen anything like it. It's 100% drug-free, so you don't have that problem. And it's 100% botanical and fish oil product, something that your body needs to have anyway. So you're taking something that's good for you. Now, go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. Go over there, check it out, and see if it won't work for you like it has for tens of thousands of other people. It's only $19.95 to start, and after the 3 weeks, if it's working for you and you want to keep it going, you can do the math yourself and figure out what it's going to cost because you're getting a three-week supply. And then you can turn around and order it, and you'll get it every month. And that'll be that. And you'll be cruising just like you want to be cruising. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. We've got Iron Mike on the telephone. He's one of our friends that comes and has lunch with us on Tuesdays at Mission Barbecue. So let's hear what he has to say. Good morning, Iron Mike.
Yeah, Captain and Professor, I have a really, really good friend I talk to every 3 months. He's visited me, and I visited him a few times. He's Halifax, Nova Scotia, and he's a retired warrant officer, and he served in Afghanistan. And he told me the other day, we had a three-hour conversation as usual, he told me the other day that a four-star general, the only one they have, kicked the Chinese out of the Arctic when they got there. And he was dressed down by Trudeau, but the general had him where he wanted him because had he fired him, that there would have been an election because he's got a minority government.
Yeah. 16% of the people in Canada support him.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
But Biden's got a real powerhouse.
Well, Biden has got like 42% of the people
who
still support him.
Yeah, well, that's why I say he's really up there.
Yeah. But he's got almost 60% that don't.
Yeah. Well, anyway, from what he's saying, they didn't learn anything.
Yeah.
And that's where they had 2,000 troops and two Chinese generals up there, and the Canadian general kicked them out.
I don't blame him.
Well, yeah, because every time I worked in Halifax, that's how I met him. Every time I flew from Detroit to Halifax, there was always a dozen U.S. military on that plane. The Canadian military and the U.S. military are like brothers.
Sure. Sure.
Anyway, I'll let you go, and I'll see you in a couple hours.
Well, a little bit more than a couple hours, but yeah, get yourself a nap. All right, we'll see your program. Yeah, we'll see you soon, my friend. Okay, Iron Mike. Well, Kyle, that's interesting.
Well, it really is. I know back in 2020, I think the Chinese were looking to make some kind of deal in the Canadian Arctic having to do with gold mining. So there's definitely stuff going on there, too, as well.
Well, they've been up there looking for not only that, but also oil or anything they could, you know, stick their hands into. But the Canadians, okay, they're a very proud group of people. And that's why nobody should be surprised at what's been going on. And we'll get into that conversation now about the truckers and what they've been doing. Now, did you see yesterday what happened in Ontario? Did you hear the news that came out of there?
What was that?
Well, the premier in Ontario is easing some of the COVID-19 restrictions, starting with February the 17th, which is Thursday. He'll be lifting all capacity limits, and proof of COVID-19 vaccination requirements will be gone on March the 1st. This is from Premier Doug Ford. He said this yesterday. Now, Ford said, based on recommendations by the province's chief medical officer of health, his government will remove capacity limits in indoor and outdoor settings in two stages. And, of course, that's where people, how many people can go see a concert or a football game or a basketball game or go to a restaurant or go to a movie and all that sort of stuff.
Well, exactly. So it looks like, you know, there is an easing going on, and that seems to me, Captain, to mean that a lot of what these restrictions were all about, there isn't really a big basis for that.
And that has to do with the truckers. But let me tell you what Trudeau did after that. Trudeau, right after this was done, went nuclear in an attempt to crush the Canadian truckers. He said he had one of these, I guess you call it a just watch me moment. And Trudeau is actually afraid of the truckers. Now, the Trudeau administration is going to freeze the crowdfunding institutions that are collecting money for the truckers. Also, the cryptocurrency transactions that are going on. Corporate, personal bank accounts that support the Canadian truckers. And his secretary of the Treasury or whatever, assistant secretary, said, "We are broadening the scope of Canada's anti-money laundering and terrorist funding rules." So they're categorizing these truckers as terrorists.
Well, exactly. And one of the things that they're doing here, Captain, to freeze those funds, they're doing it without a court order. They're doing it under these new emergency powers. And that, you know, always smacks as being something you got to be kind of concerned with. Because again, they're framing the truckers, or this movement as a certain thing just so that they can, again, control the narrative about it.
Well, up until now, they have not used what's called the Emergencies Act passed in 1988. It had not been used. This is the first time. So here we go. My prediction is there will be challenges in the Canadian courts right off the bat.
Yeah, one would think, precisely. Because what happens, it starts to look like, you know, this, I think you used the term, you know, to crush, you know, or squash the truckers' movement here. And people will see that for what it is.
Yeah. Well, we hope so. And everything that the truckers have worked for in Canada, just because of what we now know about Trudeau, can be frozen in Canada without a court order for merely supporting a cause the government doesn't like. That, to me, sounds like it's hardcore communist.
Well, and authoritarianism, and what it is you know, you don't dare go against what the prevailing thought is of the government. Now, you know, we have governments. Governments are there for a particular reason, but governments are there to serve the people and not the other way around.
Yeah. Now, the trucker protests in Canada still remain to be big news on both sides of America's northern border. And what's notable is the fact that this kind of thing really doesn't happen in Canada. But guess what? It did. Now, our cultures have many similarities, but they have just as many differences. One of those differences is that Canadians in general don't do protests, and Americans do. So just look at what we've seen over the course of these past 2 years. The Wall Street editorial board wrote as the development in a very interesting way. They called the lesson for the COVID-19 police is that when you've lost even Canadians, arguably, you've probably lost most of the law-abiding people on the planet, and you've lost the discussion altogether. Hold that thought. Coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That was country, so to speak, rock and roll before it was even cool, and nobody even knew who the hell the Beatles were. Those were the Isley Brothers, Kyle.
That's right.
That's how it all got started. The Beatles heard that song, and they said, my God, we got to play that one, because that's from 1959.
That's amazing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be able to play that for the folks, because a lot of people are going, did he just play what I thought he played? Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yep.
All right, well, let me go take a look at the weather here, because we got some interesting stuff going on here tonight. And, yeah, it's cold in the south. We got one more night of this nonsense, 44 degrees where I'm at. But a potent storm system is continuing to slice through the western U.S. over the next day or two, with showers, mountain snow, gusty winds, and cooler temperatures. Now, today through Friday, weather is going to be such that the system will evolve into a large-scale multi-hazard storm with heavy snow and wintry mix, heavy rain and winds possible, possibly a tornado or two, severe thunderstorms in the central, southern, and eastern part of the United States. So, Kyle, you take it away to what you got tonight.
Well, thank you, Captain. We've got some active rain and sleet that we're seeing on the radar map tonight. We're going to start up just a little east of Portland along I-84 there.
Cabbage.
Come in. Pardon?
It's up on Cabbage.
Up on Cabbage, exactly, yeah. So we've got definite rain as you're coming outside of Portland, Oregon, along I-84, heading towards Corbett, Mount Pleasant, that area. And the rain's kind of shifting around, it looks like, here on the weather map. But also, then down in Northern California and Northern Nevada, just coming across I-80, if you're on the California side, especially around the Truckee area, you've got sleet coming across I-80. It's going to go up a little bit north of that as well. So if you're in the area of Downeyville, if you're in Sierraville, if you're in Johnsville, you've got sleet tonight. But it's not, doesn't look like it's going to go quite far north as Susanville, but you get the idea. That is also going to go over into northern Nevada as well. If you're up in the area of Gerlach, you've definitely got rain and sleet there. Also, as you go across I-80, as you head out from Reno, going east through Lovelock and Winnemucca, you've got rain going across the interstate there. Twin Falls also has some sleet right now, and then up in Montana, Great Falls, you've also got sleet and rain in that area as well. Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, I think it was snowing there earlier, but you've got sleet in that area as well. And up on the 4th of July Pass right now, 32 degrees, and if you've got rain, that means of course, that's likely going to turn to snow, so be careful up there. Otherwise, in terms of our winter weather advisories, we do have that up in Montana, as we've just been talking about. But wind is going to be the order of the day, Captain, for most of the Southwest, all through Arizona, also through most of Southern California. The wind is expected to kick up. Doesn't look like it's going to be a major Santa Ana condition, but it will be gusty winds. Now, also, we got a red flag warning, this over in New Mexico, covering almost all of New Mexico until just a little bit north of Santa Fe, where it's not covering there. But those gusty winds could also come into play upwards of 35 miles an hour, but high temps, 110 to 113.
Yeah, well, red flag warnings also are over in Oklahoma tonight, I-40 over east of Amarillo, over almost all the way to Oklahoma City and up there in Kansas. But that's not going to be the problem. The problem is going to be what's developing coming right along behind it. There's going to be a major storm. Now, if this stuff is dry and they have a bunch of thunderstorms and whatnot, you could have some range fires out there. We'll see. But in the meantime, let me go up north first. Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Upper Peninsula of Michigan, you've got some snow settling in up there, got some windy conditions up there around the windy city of Chicago. You're going to have some light rain. That will be that way until the cold catches up to it, and then that'll all become sleet, freezing rain, or snow. It'll also be going across I-90 and I-80 across Indiana, give it a day or two, over into the western part of Ohio. Now, again, staying to the north, Lake Ontario, we have lake effect snow that's kicked in Oswego County over around 104 over to Pulaski, up 81, up to Watertown, and that's only going to intensify during the course of the day. We have cold temperatures tonight in the northeastern part of New York, up above Lake George, also in Vermont. We have windy conditions, again, from Nova Scotia on down to Cape Cod, on down to Long Island. Then we pick up the breeze again down around Cape May, New Jersey, comes down to Wilmington. We also have cold temperatures in the south, the deep south. As I said, right here where I'm at right now, I've got 44 degrees, and it'll be in the 30s above me, and it'll be in the 20s above that in parts of Florida and South Georgia. So there you go. Here we go again. Now, we're going to have windy conditions, and there is a wind out there tonight, which makes that 44 even colder, which is right here around the water. It's here by me over in the East Coast and over up into the Upper Peninsula over towards Mobile and over towards New Orleans with some dry weather up in there, too, some dry conditions. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot Pine Jay. You got about 20 seconds.
All right, folks, don't forget when you're out on the highways and byways, pull into the Pilot or Flying J and make sure that when you do, you join the Drivers Club. You can track your points with the My Rewards Plus app and also get the best cup of coffee on the interstate. We think that you'll agree. PilotFlyingJ.com.
The best cup of coffee on the interstate. That's only if you want to have one.
Well, try it. It's good. It's always fresh brewed.
Yep. And the best part about it is if you want to fill up the thermos, you can do that, too. They've usually got plenty to do that.
Exactly right.
Yep.
That's right. They're waiting for you.
And don't forget about the donuts, either. Pastries are really good this time of the night.
Yep.
Because they get them delivered right about now. Plus, they make some of that stuff in the kitchen, so that's always good. If you wind up with one of the restaurants, one of the sit-down restaurants, you might actually wind up with some pies you'd be able to take with you, too, and other different things. Okay, I hear the music. Hold on. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Kyle Warren, too. And we'll be doing all of that right after the top of the hour news. So don't go anywhere. And remember, it's Tuesday, doubleheader day. I'll be at Mission Barbecue at noontime over on West Waters. And I'll be tonight at the Tampa Trump Club over in Overton.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.